This is a Kansas City Music Review. I'm Hannah Copeland. Chris Beck has been a fixture in the Kansas City music scene for more than 15 years. He usually performs as a side guitarist, but formed his own band as the head singer-songwriter in 2013. The group is called Chris Beck and the Guilty Birds. Their debut album, It's 4 A.M. Somewhere, is dedicated to Beck's late wife and father, who both passed away in the last 4 years. KCUR music critic Danny Alexander has this review.
I catch your eye from across the room. There's just us two.
It's a record that you have to give a little time. And I think that's in some ways what makes it different from a lot of music, which we live in a culture where music's, there's sort of an expectation that you're going to fall in love with something in 5 minutes. And I think what holds you there is the musicianship of the band, which is undeniable. But you may not be certain what it's all about.
But I'm damaged, I'm wounded, destructive. You'll be broken too.
The ironies are really nice because they're not clever necessarily. But I Promise I Will is this song about how I am going to absolutely break down at the worst possible times, and I'm going to make your life difficult the worst possible times, and when you really need me, I won't be there. I promise, you know, I promise I will. And you don't realize that right away, and then you realize, oh, this is like a warning, you know, that I'm a mess.
On the darkest of nights, what I can't let go will poison you.
There is a sense, you know, upon first listening to it, this is kind of a macho love record or something. But then you begin to notice the vulnerabilities. You know, the layers start peeling back, and it becomes more powerful with each play, I think.
Will you still remember all that once upon a time? You were mine, I can drink you away.
The album's big moment is I Can't Drink You Away, and it starts off a little fragile, and you don't even know where it's going to go, and it's probably the song that most called to mind to me the Velvet Underground reference, because it has that sort of sense of a singer who's a little fragile for the band that's behind him, but it builds and builds and builds, and the soaring vocals in the background and the soaring guitar and the drums and the bass, just the swirling momentum of the whole thing. It captures the feeling of being drowned in grief and darkness. Particularly appeals to me as being a record about someone who's just old enough to know that they can screw up really badly and they can make all the mistakes they thought they would never make.
That was music critic Danny Alexander reviewing Chris Beck and the Guilty Birds album, It's 4 A.M. Somewhere. For more Kansas City music reviews, go to kcur.org/music.